The nuclear normalization trap, what a Trump-Kim deal would actually concede. The prospect of a Trump-Kim summit later this year is generating alarm among former U.S. officials and nuclear policy analysts, not alarm that talks are happening, but alarm about what any realistic agreement would have to concede. North Korea currently has an estimated 40 to 50 nuclear warheads and is believed to be producing fissile material for approximately 6 to 8 more per year. A deal that freezes production at current levels, the most Washington could plausibly obtain, would not reduce the arsenal or roll back existing weapons. It would accept a nuclear North Korea and attempt to cap the program in place, which former officials are being unusually direct in describing as implicit acknowledgement of Pyongyang as a permanent nuclear-armed state. The previous Trump-Kim summits in Singapore in 2018 and Hanoi in 2019 traced an arc from handshake to collapse. Hanoi fell apart precisely because Kim wanted broad sanctions relief in exchange for partial dismantlement of the Yongbyon facility while leaving the rest of his nuclear infrastructure intact. Trump walked away. If the administration is now reportedly willing to revisit a version of that framework, it signals a shift in Washington's diplomatic calculus from complete denuclearization as a prerequisite to freeze and coexist. The geopolitical implications radiate in three directions. South Korea and Japan, both operating under American security guarantees, would face immediate pressure to reassess those guarantees if the United States implicitly normalized North Korean nuclear status. The credibility of extended deterrence becomes an open question the moment Washington signs a document acknowledging Pyongyang's arsenal. China's calculus shifts as well. A nuclear-acknowledged North Korea reduces Beijing's leverage over Pyongyang while validating the proposition that nuclear weapons are the ultimate sovereignty guarantee. And the signal sent to every other would-be proliferator that developing sufficient weapons and holding on long enough eventually compels American accommodation may prove the most consequential consequence over a 20-year horizon. Analysts note that Iran is watching. Tehran's entire strategy in the Hormuz standoff depends on the United States eventually deciding the cost of confrontation exceeds the cost of accommodation. If Pyongyang has now demonstrated that the strategy works at the nuclear level, Iranian hardliners have a clean data point.